Welcome back. It's the Internet Advisor, Foster Brown, here with you. By the way, the forums are back. That's right. The forums are up and they're working. And as a matter of fact, Shane, you were in there. You saw them?
I did. Yeah.
Thanks to VC Web Design.
Yes, thank you very much, Vince, because, and the folks at VC Web Design.
Yeah, because they do our website development.
That's right.
He did a great job, and he's been doing this for 4 years, 5 years?
Yeah.
So a long time.
By the way, I'm in the background scrubbing out the bots.
Yeah, there you go.
I was going to ask you about that. Yeah,
they're located in Ipsilanti.
6,000 of them, Getty.
I deleted the first 10. I know that, and I said, there's just no end of them.
I found a way of doing it. Okay. In big chunks, but it's time-consuming. Anyway, what we're going to do right now is we have a dear young lady who is with us. Her name is Eleanor, and she wrote us an email this week, and here's what it said. I've been shopping for a replacement for my Dell XP, and I took your advice from a radio broadcast to think of an all-in-one, and Lenovo also came up in the conversation. I had an offer to buy from Office Depot a Lenovo C355, which is an all-in-one. Very nice little one. Their demo, this is like the floor model, for $399. Actually, it's a really wonderful. And it's a two-year repair policy that they're offering on it as well.
Can I get one of those?
I know. She said, I'm not experienced. I'm a grandma and hesitant because of not being very knowledgeable about this kind of thing. And no one I know has the information to give me the advice in this. So she's coming back and saying, help. And Eleanor, welcome to the Internet Advisor. We're delighted to have you with us. Can you hear me, Eleanor?
I can hear you very well, and I do have it sitting right here in front of me, and I'm more confused than I was when I got my first computer.
All right. Now, that's what we're going to deal with. See, we have Dave Sawyer here with us from Microsoft today. We also have Shane with us. Shane works with a lot of people your age who come in and have wanted to move away from the XP use. How many did you do this week?
Oh, geez, probably 25.
25 people he helped this week move.
Now,
have you brought home that all-in-one?
I have it here. It's connected, but I haven't gotten any farther than where it indicated updates, and that was about 11 o'clock this morning, and it had 91 downloads.
Okay.
And at 3 o'clock, it had only done 15%.
Okay. Dave, maybe you can address that.
Well, you do have to update it, and there probably is a lot. The last one that we just released is a Windows 8.1 update, and it depends on the machine you have, but it's anywhere between 600 and 900 megabytes, so it's a pretty big download.
Yeah, the one that came down to my wife's machine was 900 some odd.
Yeah. So the biggest thing is once you get your updates done, because you're new to Windows 8, the thing that you can do is go to Microsoft.com/Windows. And right there on the top there's a top 10 tutorials to help you get started with Windows 8 and Windows 8.1. And that'll walk you through some of the changes and basically help you to get used to the new computer, hopefully.
Okay, well, I've had the window up where it wanted me to download to the 8.1. And not being sure that all the downloads were complete, I didn't know if I could go ahead and start that one.
Well, you may have to wait for a little while to make sure all these things are down. By the way, you would have this if you got any other kind of machine. I've had this experience with machines, a Mac, for instance, where you needed to upgrade in order to be able to do certain things. And some of that you just have to sit and, And the nice thing about that is at our age, we have the patience for that, right?
Oh, yes. Lots of patience.
Kel?
Yeah, kind of look at it like you've just bought a new car and they're out in the back in the dealership prepping it up for you.
Right.
They're just putting, all the software's coming down on it. Go find something else to do other than watch that. It's like
watching paint dry.
Oh, and then after it's all done, come back and check it like an hour or so at a time. But to ask Dave one other question, are there classes at the Microsoft store that she could go in that might be able to be helpful to her?
Yeah, there are. Yeah. So we have a store in Somerset, and we have a smaller store out at 12 Oaks.
Now, you live on the west.
My neighbor.
You live on the west side of Detroit, right?
Right.
Okay, so you could go to the 12 Oak store.
Yeah, yes. The 12 Oak store, it's a pop-up store. It's smaller.
Okay.
Right? They have Surface Pro there, Surface RT, and some Windows phones. The larger store in Somerset is the one that has kind of a training area and a little bit more staff to take you through all the different stuff.
I would say, by the way, the Somerset Mall in Troy is beautiful, just to go and just kind of wander around and get yourself a cup of coffee and stick your head, because they do have training classes there. They have some great... The experts there are really nice people who will take their time. When I went in there a while back to do an interview with Tim Fuse, who was the general manager there, there were a number of people who were a little older, grandmas and grandpas, who were getting their classes. They were being taught by some of the folks there about how to use it.
Now, do they go online and register for a class there?
You know, I'm not sure.
Yes, I was going to tell you. The Microsoft site, the Microsoft Store site, once you identify the Somerset or the 12 Oaks as your local home store, the schedule's there, and it's a very easy schedule. It tells you all the classes, what they're offering. You can sign up right there on the site. It's very simple. Right. And I send a lot of customers to that site.
I want to say that would probably be the best thing for you to do. That will help you to be able to get really comfortable with the machine. There'll be people who can answer questions that you'll have specifically for it.
I know there are so many things that I want to do with it. I see so many places where I find a link that I want to click, and then I get off the track. And
but remember,
it's really been kind of a fun experience.
Isn't it good? I'm glad to hear you say that. See, not everyone's afraid of Windows 8. I'm pointing to Shane, because a lot of people, our contemporaries, are just real scared of going anywhere near Windows 8. Yeah, and to my mind, it's such a really good system.
But all of us young or young at heart, right, like it. So, Eleanor, you must be young at heart.
There you go.
I must be young at heart, then, because I'm still very inquisitive.
That's good great. For you.
Good I'm, for you.
You know, and what I'd like you to do is next week, when we come back on live on WJR, I'd like you to call in, okay? Or we can call you, just to see how the week has gone. Because it's going to take a little while. As Cal said, get a good book, watch something on TV, and just let the machine alone. My wife does the same thing. She gets crazy because it'll not only take a while to download, then when you reboot or turn the machine back on, it says 1 out of 85 have been installed, and that it takes a long time to install them as well. But when it's done...
Yeah, I understand that it may even stop and ask for a restart.
That was the one thing
I've been trying to find. Where am I going to see this message come up?
It will actually come up, and it'll tell you, hey, we've installed your updates and you need to restart now, and it'll have a button there to restart automatically. Yeah. And if for some reason you miss it and leave it alone for a while and it's not busy, it'll restart on its own, come back up.
Oh, good,
and finish
good.
Them, so.
Okay, so you don't have, you know, the old days you had to sit there. You know, if you missed that, there was a step you missed, it used to drive you crazy. So it's nice, so it's kind of self-programmed.
So with Windows 8.1, when you do updates, it's not going to automatically reset on you in the middle of something. It's going to prompt you to say, hey, there are updates and you need to restart within the next couple days, as an example. So you see that right in the login screen. It'll pop up occasionally and let you know that you need to restart, that updates have been applied, just so you know. But it's not something that's instantaneous where it's going to, if you're in the middle of doing something, it's going to restart it for you. That was one of the worries that people always had.
Yes.
Oh, I'm right in the middle of a presentation, or I'm in the middle of doing something, and then all of a sudden it's restarting.
Yeah.
So that it doesn't do that anymore. It basically gives you a window in Windows to go ahead and restart the machine.
Okay, Eleanor. So we're going to call you back, right?
That'd be fine. I have one more question before you
go. Yes, yes, yes.
And that was Microsoft.com as far as getting information.
Mm-hmm.
And also, there are several sites that want me to use their link to open up and change to the 8.1. And I see there is just a Microsoft one there, and I thought maybe that is the better one to choose other than Tom's Garage or whatever it is.
Hmm. No. I mean, most of the time, you're just going to want to go to Microsoft.com.
Right, right.
And if you go to Microsoft.com/Windows, that takes you right into the area for Windows 8.1 where the tutorials I mentioned were.
Okay.
It tells you a little bit about apps that you can get and lets you explore a little bit to see which stuff is available. And it also, if you haven't bought a new PC yet, you have. But for others that haven't, there's a place where you can explore new PCs.
Now, isn't it true that the 8.1 update is still available in the store? so the Microsoft Store. So if your computer is eligible for the update, it'll it'll be available in the Microsoft Store.
Right. So if you're on Windows 8 and you've applied all your updates, you haven't moved to 8.1 yet, you'll go to the Windows Store, which is a little icon on your start screen that looks like a shopping bag with a Windows logo on it, and it says Store. And you go there, and one of the things you'll see right away is that that's where you would go to get the Windows 8.1 update.
Right. Okay.
Oh, great. Now, Ellen, thank you for that tip. Sure.
And Eleanor, I want to leave you with one other thing to do. Just before you go over to the store to learn stuff about the computer, take a seat, get a cup of coffee, get yourself a pad and a piece of paper, and write down all the things that you want to ask questions about. So
good
when you get to the store, you'll remember them and you'll know what you want to do.
Okay, Eleanor?
Good.
All right, dear. Thank you.
We'll look forward to getting over there.
All right.
Very soon.
And we will check back in with you again this coming week. Thanks so much, Eleanor, for being with us. Be such a good sport as well and not afraid of the big bad wolf. Hey, when we come back, Dave, we're going to talk about some of the changes in the Windows Update, 8.1 update, and we got somebody to talk to.